The bill would have created a U.S. Department of Agriculture voluntary labeling standard for genetically modified products referred to as bioengineered food in the legislation. House Agriculture Committee Chairman Michael Conaway issued a statement in response to the Senate's failure to advance the bill, saying the House Agriculture Committee has been working for months to promote bipartisan solutions to the problems confronting American agriculture. We have listened to our constituents, engaged in deliberate public debate, and proceeded doing the jobs we were elected to do. And he said, make no mistake, it's not Republicans these senators have opposed, it's the American farmer and rancher. Now, National Corn Growers Association President Chip Bowling issued a statement saying U.S. corn farmers are disappointed that despite the clear demonstration of support from nearly 800 groups, the Senate failed to move this reasonable legislation forward. But he did say, we see the possibility for bipartisan agreement on this in the near future and will continue working with Chairman Roberts and Senator Stabenow to realize the possibility. The Coalition for Safe, Affordable Food also issued a statement. Their president and CEO, Chuck Connor, said this is the most pressing issue currently facing the food and agriculture industries, so it is disappointing that despite nearly 800 groups united in support behind this reasonable solution, the Senate could not get it across the finish line today.